If you work in education, I have a really important question for you. Whether you are a teacher leader, a curriculum director, an assistant principal, a principal, a superintendent, this question is for you. Is your staff in your school on the same page? And I mean that literally and figuratively. Like, when every single person who works in your school walks into your school, would you say that everyone knows and believes and agrees with the goals that you have set forth? If you have a school improvement plan, does your staff know what it is? And the next question would be, are you actually and actively doing things as a school, as a team, to actively monitor and measure that goal, and most importantly, make achieving that goal fun? I totally understand that there are so many checklist items that we have to do every single day, but I also believe if we are on the same page figuratively, then we could be on the same page literally, by engaging in a simple and strategic book study. Now, before you're like, boring book study, I know. I think book studies can be really boring, but I think they're actually one of the easiest ways to get all teachers engaged and all teachers on the same page working towards the same goal. And that's exactly what we're going to tackle in today's episode. No boring books. No books that are a waste of time. No books that are so complicated because they are riddled with research. Not this book study. That's not what I'm talking about. By the end of this episode, you are going to be emailing your principal if you're a teacher being like, can we buy these books? And if you're a principal, they're already going to be in your cart because you're going to do a bulk order, save your school money, and it's going to actually make a measurable difference next school year. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. You're in the right place. Let's get into the episode.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
Teachers, when it comes to picking a book to get your staff on the same page, literally and figuratively, one of the most important things that we have to do is pick a book that's actually going to be relevant to the needs of your teachers and your friends and of the school. Like, picking something that is actually going to move the needle in an area that means a lot. And how do you do that? Simple question. What's bothering teachers right now? What is irritating staff right now? What is that frustration or that fear or that annoyance that is lingering through the walls of your school? Whatever that is, I think what a great opportunity for a book study. Now, book studies can be really boring or they can be very engaging. But if we don't get the correct book choice made first, then the whole thing's not going to work. Okay, I can tell you that I have participated in a book study before where as I was reading the book, I thought, what in the hell does this have to do with the needs of our school? Sure, it might have been a good book. Sure, it might have been an easy read. Sure, it might have been like fun to hang out with friends and talk about the book. But honestly, if it's not going to actually benefit students in our school, then teachers, myself included, yourself included, are going to feel like it's a complete waste of time. So the most important question that you have to ask yourself when deciding to do this is, but what do we actually need? Just because it's the hot new book and just because it's a New York Times bestseller doesn't mean shit. Okay? It doesn't. That could be a fun book to read on your own in your leisure, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be best for your school. The next thing that we actually have to consider is, what is the timeline in finishing this book? Because if we just hand books to teachers, if we just hand books to staff and say, we really think that you should read this, this is great, there's a lot of ideas in here, guess what's not going to happen? No one's reading that, okay? If it's not getting managed and it's not getting measured, it totally doesn't matter because we have so many things spinning. We have so many plates spinning as teachers. So we do have to actually set a timeline if we're going to do a book study. So let me give you just a really simple hack. Figure out the timeline and put that timeline on a bookmark and have it all chunked out. Teachers, we love chunking. We know that chunking is best practice for our students in order for it to feel manageable, in order for it to not feel overwhelming. So create the timeline, chunk it appropriately, put it on a little bookmark in Canva, and slip that laminated, use the cold laminator on that one, slip that bookmark into the book. And when you are distributing these books to your hallway, to your team, to your staff, then they know the timeline. It's in there. They know what is expected of them. Here's another really important piece to this. Tell the teachers that you are going to offer official PD credit for reading this book. There does have to be a give and take. If we are going to put something additional on our teacher plates, if you're a principal and you're going to put something additional on your teacher's plates, then there does need to be a reward. And I know we're saying like the reward is new ideas. Absolutely. I agree. But there can be an additional reward of, this is for PD credits. And I understand that every single state has a different system for assigning PD credits. But I do know in the state of Illinois, which is where I currently teach, that book studies do qualify for PD credits if they are structured. If the estimated time to complete the book is 5 hours and you are going to meet before school, after school for a faculty meeting for this, and that's going to take 5 hours over the first of the course semester, you're looking at 10 hours worth of PD credits for something that is definitely going to make an impact, because you know it is, because it's important, because you did step one, which was finding a book that actually matters to staff. You can offer that incentive. So not only are teachers going to get incredible ideas from the book, they're also going to get PD credits towards their teacher certificate renewal, towards their licensure renewal. That's a heck yes. And honestly, the paperwork is really easy to fill out. It would be the equivalent of if you were offering a speaker to come into your school. You would do the exact same process. It's professional development in the form of a book study. That's a heck yes. Because guess what? A lot of those hours, the reading portion of it, can be happening off campus. And here's another built-in incentive. Instead of having a staff meeting every other week or every month, however it's structured, you can stagger it. This month's meeting or this week's meeting is off campus. You're free to leave when the bell rings. It's the expectation that you open up your book, you look at that chunked timeline for reading the book, and you can do that today after school. If you're going to have a glass of wine while you do it, you can still earn PD credit for that because it's off campus. To be clear, we're not drinking the wine at school. obviously. Okay. If you're not into wine, pop a pouch. You know what popping a pouch is? It's getting a Pacific Cooler Capri Sun. And you are sticking that yellow straw in that juice pouch and you're popping a pouch while reading an absolutely phenomenal book that you know is going to impact your students and impact your school. There are just some like little tweaks that we can do to actually make these book studies beneficial. And so what I want to do at this point is ask you a few questions, because I know that our brains operate as we ask questions, we start kind of marinating. We start lingering on, well, what is important? So if when I ask the original question of what is currently important to your school and things popped up, I'm wondering if any of the following popped up. Is teacher stress and teacher burnout and teacher apathy on that list? If so, I got a book recommendation, okay? Is the social and emotional learning of your students or the current lack thereof something that you know your school and your students need? If so, I have a book recommendation for you. Are just the relationships in your building kind of suffering, right? Where it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, we're just kind of maintaining. Things aren't going great. We need better connections. We need better relationships with staff to students, leadership to staff. If all of a sudden there are passive aggressive reply all emails getting shot out in your building, then guess what? That's a relationships thing. And I have a book recommendation for that. Also, if students don't care, students aren't motivated, students aren't engaged, nobody participates, the kids could care less about my class. If that popped up, I have a book recommendation for that as well. Okay. So if any of those things felt like a need that could move the needle for your school, let's talk about it. All right. Because this is the time of the year, honestly, where your school does have money and it's kind of like use it or lose it, because school budgets usually reset on June 1st or July 1st. And if you are listening to this before the budget reset or your budget has reset, so you have the new budget, there's money in the bank. So this is either a reactive, we need to spend this money, we need to do a bulk book purchase ASAP, awesome. If this is proactive, hey, our new budget just got approved. Let's be proactive and actually do something beneficial and meaningful with our PD dollars. Oh, perfect. I got you covered. Okay. So teachers, principals, paras, superintendents, curriculum directors, if you know that morale is low, teachers are tired, teachers are burnt out, you kind of look around your school and think, like, we're barely keeping afloat. The culture, the climate is not good. 180 days of awesome, celebrating every single day of education, is truly the book choice for your upcoming school year, for a book study. Like, this is it. And I'll tell you why. Because it's 180 short, sweet, strategic, sometimes silly, sometimes sentimental ideas that are incredibly easy to implement and will actually cause staff to smile. And I do not want to undervalue teachers smiling. I know that sounds absolutely sappy and ridiculous, but if teachers aren't smiling when walking into school, if there is dread to walk into school, especially for a new school year after we're supposed to be feeling restored, 180 days of awesome is all about celebrating education, to stripping everything back to the basics. And it's this motivational boost that could be the thing that changes everything for your school. This is absolutely the book that gets purchased most for book studies when it comes to climate and culture, especially coming into a new school year for August. People love surprising their staff with this. In fact, just this week, I had 2 phone calls with principals who are doing bulk orders, and I'm drop shipping these to them now so they're ready for the upcoming school year. And it's just 1 page a day for 180 days. Stop. That's so simple. You can do that. That's manageable. Now, another thing that I said is that a lot of schools are kind of struggling with social and emotional learning. Just what do we even do to connect with the hearts and the heads of kids? How do we get kids to feel the feelings appropriately and to engage in conversation that is actually going to help us have a catalyst for connection that translates into them listening to our curriculum? If you are struggling with the social and emotional learning in your school, the Rooted Classroom is an absolutely spectacular pick for a book study, for your school, for small group, because this is 20 different strategies, 20 different lesson ideas, 20 different solutions to the most common social and emotional needs of our students, honestly, whether they're in elementary, middle school, or high school. This book is for teachers who are like, I don't even know how to do SEL, or SEL is one more thing on my plate, or how in the hell am I supposed to find time to do SEL? These are the kinds of ideas that I know are going to be absolutely meaningful for your staff. And it's super easy to chunk it because it's organized into 20 chapters. I highly recommend. Now, if there are connection issues at your school, and when I say connection issues, I just mean like, I see a lot of different issues. I see that teachers don't even know each other's names because teacher turnover has been so rampant that there are constantly new faces walking into the school on a new year and walking out of the school at the end of the year because they're like, peace and blessings, I quit. This is crazy. I don't feel supported. I don't even want to be here. I'm leaving education. Like, there are connection issues when it comes to relationships with staff, with students, with leadership, and that is a culture killer. It really is. And so if you feel like, man, we're struggling with relationships, I want to recommend 180 Days of Awesome Relationships, celebrating every single days of connections with staff and students. This is really similar to the original 180 Days of Awesome, but this one is all focused on the relationship component of working in education. 180 simple, strategic, little, but meaningful ideas that are going to cause people to laugh, that are going to cause people to learn, that are going to cause people to lean into the relationship building process in a really easy and manageable way because it's 1 page a day for your entire school year. Get down. That is attainable. Everybody has time for that. For people who are like, I don't have time to read 1 page a day. You don't have time to read 1 page a day. Guys, I'm telling you, we're talking about like 2 minutes total. Get down. Let's go. Great idea for a book study. Finally, if you're looking for motivation ideas for students, engagement ideas to reduce the absolute apathy that is spreading like wildfire across schools right now, then I would definitely recommend Game Changers. Simple strategic solutions that change the way that we approach education. You can see on the cover, there's apples, because that makes sense because we're teachers. But obviously, one apple is going to stand out in Game Changers, and that's because on the cover, there's one blue apple, because the blue apple is this indicator of something different, something new, something that gets kids' attention, something that keeps us interested in actually being a teacher. Game Changers is 20 engaging motivational strategies on student engagement, student motivation, students absolutely participating and coming to class with a smile on their face because they're not sure what to expect, and laughing as they leave the room because they're like, dang, that was kind of actually fun. That's what a middle school student would say. Dang, that was actually kind of fun. High school students, after having these game-changing strategies in a classroom, are just not complaining. They're like, yeah, it was cool. It was all right, which is a win. And if you teach younger students, this is just going to cause them to giggle. And they are going to belly laugh, and they're going to listen to whatever you say because these ideas are just so fun, but really freaking meaningful. So those are four books that I would say if you are open to a book study, if you are open to saying, can we get on the same page literally and figuratively this year? Those are the four books I would recommend. Now, I obviously want to go on record and say, like, yes, I did happen to author all four of those books. But the reason why I'm able to recommend them is this. It's not because I wrote the books. I think there's a lot of people who've written books that are lovely. But the reason why I'm actually genuinely recommending them is because I wrote them and I use the strategies as a current classroom teacher. That makes a difference. I'm not a researcher. I'm not simply a consultant. I am somebody who is in a school on a daily basis, teaching kids on a daily basis, working with students on a daily basis, experimenting and trying new things with kids on a daily basis. And so, like, that's why it feels so real and relevant as you read, is because it's not super disconnected, right? Now, I will say, Game Changers, as an example, I wrote this, golly, over 10 years ago. I wrote Game Changers over 10 years ago. It was one of my very first books, okay? Are there things in there that I read and think I've learned a lot since then? Of course. Are there things that we can remix and tweak as we read ideas and absorb new things? Absolutely, yes. But isn't that what good teaching is anyways? Is hearing idea and not saying, I need to do it exactly like that. No, it's about saying, oh, that's a cool concept. I'm going to rework it a little bit. I'm going to tweak it a little bit. I'm going to modify it a little bit. And if I do those things and make it my own, then that's going to be a banger for my classroom. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So book studies, lots of things that we can really lean into from this episode, whether it's picking the right book, whether it's chunking it appropriately, whether it is providing PD credits after reading a book and then making sure that we're actually implementing it in an effective but also fun way for both staff and students. If you are looking for bulk discounts on any of the books that I've mentioned, I got you covered. Okay? I can get you bulk discounts on any of these books that I just mentioned in this episode. The easiest way to do that is to reach out to me directly at my email, monica@monicajensa.com. And we can chat through it. I can get you a quote. I can drop ship those directly to wherever you need them drop shipped to. I can make that happen now. I can make that happen later. I want to walk through this process with you and make it so streamlined and so simple for you guys. But bulk copies, bulk discounts are absolutely a thing. So if you're a teacher, let me know how many copies you would need for your school. And it's whether you have 35 teachers in your school or 3,000 teachers in your school, like, we can make that happen. Can I tell you, I've done book studies with schools of both of those sizes, 35, super small. I've also done it with absolutely enormous size school districts in places like Texas, where they're like 3,000 teachers. And I'm like, I got you covered. But I can provide the easiest path. And it's all just about having a conversation and saying, I can get you a bulk discount. We can talk through ideas. I can help recommend which is going to be the best fit based off of your current needs. But I would love to have that conversation with you. You can go to monicajensa.com/books to learn more, or you can email me directly, monica@monicajensa.com, and I can get you guys bulk pricing information based off of the specific needs and numbers of your school. I hope that a book study is something that you are now really interested in exploring. I want to thank you for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.